This is Audio 5A. In step 5, you're going to create an outline, one-page business plan, a quick and concise summary of what your business is all about and the potential revenue it will generate. After that, in step 6, it gets serious. You're going to make a statement of intent and a commitment to yourself to grow through with your plan. There's a lot of confusion about business plans. Essentially, there are two meanings of this. If you're asking for funding, you'll be asked for your business plan. This type of plan lays out how your business works, how it's going to be marketed, what your income, profit, or turnover projections are, and some form of justification that you will be able to make it all happen. But this plan is only a snapshot, because your business plan is really a dynamic instrument. It changes every day. It's not set in stone. Later in the process, you'll construct your formal business plan. But now you need to think more in terms of the strategic vision for your business. In the first part of step 5, you need to do some visualization. And remember, when you write your visions down, you need to do it in the present tense. Cast your mind forward, wave a magic wand, step into a time machine, and emerge into your future. Then write down what's going on in your business and what you're doing at the time. When you've completed the exercise, it's really important that you take a break. Do something else for a few hours, or wait until the next day before you go on to Audio 5B. This allows your subconscious mind to get used to the ideas you've just written down about the future.